From JMI Wealth, Wednesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to the program.
Morning, Mike.
Did Westpac find some confidence?
Yeah, it's good news Wednesday today, Mike. Just come here if you want the good news, yeah. And you know how much I like a good confidence survey in the morning, and it talks to what could happen, not necessarily what might have happened. And yes, they did. This is the Westpac Consumer Confidence Survey. So it's a quarterly data series, and we've talked recently about high-frequency data being useful at the moment to sort of show emerging trends, but that this isn't high frequency, but certainly useful. Now, the headline consumer confidence fell at 7 points in the June quarter, but my first reaction to this was actually one of surprise because I thought it was going to be a lot worse. And there's a bit of a theme playing out there as well at the moment. Like some of this data isn't coming in quite as bad as we had expected, so maybe it's just that sort of catastrophe type mentality we've got ourselves into. But look, we're sitting around waiting for ugly economic numbers, particularly in employment, but it looks like the consumer isn't going to be quite as crestfallen as we might have been expected. I mean, look at Commercial Bay, everybody just racing out wanting to look at shops. The question is, will it last, I suppose, and will consumer confidence fall as the unemployment rate rises? And we have to wait and see that. Just looking at a little bit of the detail, they do a present conditions index, they do an expected conditions index. The expected is higher, so you tend to think there's a portion of optimism thrown in there, but unfortunately that is tempered a little bit by the answers to the question around expectation of good or bad economic times ahead in the next 12 months, and that's fallen to the lowest level in 8 years. The current financial situation, there's a question around that. That's taken one of the largest knocks in the subcategories. One of the interesting things I did see in this, Mike, was that the one of the biggest falls in consumer confidence is in the higher income earners. So it's sort of no more Gucci, darling. But you know, it's the higher income earners are the ones who have noted the biggest fall there. Regionally, Mike, Gisborne, Hawke's Bay, top of the poll is the most optimistic. First to see the sun. There's something in that, isn't
there? Well, also that is true, and they grow stuff, which always helps. Yep. Speaking of which, dairy's come to the party yet again.
Yeah, breaking news this morning. If we're after an export-led recovery, then here's the important stuff. Global dairy trade auction results overnight. Now, we had expected to see some support for prices. The futures pricing suggested that, and there you go. That rule of thumb has worked this time, doesn't always. Global dairy trade index is up 1.9%. That's the biggest lift, actually, we've seen in the dairy index since January, and the lift is in the important volume categories. Skim milk powder, whole milk powder, up 3.1% and 2.2% respectively. Happy days. Just a wee note here, though. If I look at the average price of skim milk powder, that bottomed out in April, $2,373. Since then, it's risen to $2,609. These are in per metric ton, but these are in US dollars, Mike. Whole milk powder bottomed at $2,677. That's bounced to $2,829. So they're both lifted. The thing is, the New Zealand dollar, unfortunately, was bouncing around 60 cents against the US dollar. When we saw those commodity numbers bottom out, we're now higher on the Kiwi dollar, 0.6453. So unfortunately, you're getting a bit of a lift in prices, but the currency potentially offsetting that. That's what floating currencies do. Fonterra do have hedging strategies in place. We're not sure how they're placed on that. Just a couple of points. Supply and global dairy trade auction, that starts to lift from here onwards. So one important point of demand is China. So we don't really want to see China going back into a sort of constrained economic sort of situation. So keep an eye on that. The other thing I noted yesterday, Fonterra continuing to dive his shares in Being Mate. That was their JV partner in China. That was a pretty sad story. So they're trying to close the door on that.
Numbers, please.
Well, good news here as well, Mike. The Dow Jones, 26,409, up 645 points, 2.5% gain there. Loving it. S&P 500, 3,129, up 63, also 2% gain. And the NASDAQ, 9,923, up 2% as well. The FTSE 100, 6,242, gained 2.9% yesterday, 178 points. The Nikkei, on fire, up 1,051 points, 22,582. That's just under 5% gain. Shanghai Composite, 2,931, up 1.5%. The Aussies, they were joined in the party yesterday too. 3.9% gain on the ASX 200, 222 points, 5,942. The NZX 50, we gained 0.83. 10,953 to close there. That's a 90-point gain. On the currencies, 0.6446 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9361 Aussie, 0.5725 Euro, 0.5126 pounds, 69.16 yen, gold $1,729.61, and Brent crude back over 40 bucks, $40.94.
Superb. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher and the team at jmowealth.co.nz.